props.
Yeah, boy!
In August through September of 2013, the theme for Haunt Forum's annual Prop Builders Challenge was the Mad Science Fair, featuring props that would, duh, go well in a mad scientist lab scene. With a theme, a deadline, and a total cost limit, any prop maker entering a builder's challenge knows that it's important to keep an open mind. So it was with that in mind that James, a.k.a. G.O.T., or Garage of Terror, secured first prize with his brain pan head dissection. In a metal pan, there sits, among a wet pile of gore, a disembodied human brain. Mounted to the pan is a framework of steel armatures supporting the dissected pertinent bits of cranial anatomy, upper and lower jaw, tongue, eyes and ears, arranged in an approximation of the original face, all wired via a controller box to the brain, which bristles with probes and wire connections. The eyes, mounted in gimbals, look back and forth, the jaws move, and the tongue moves in a curling fashion that looks disturbingly real. As comical as it is horrifying, it kinda makes me think of what that guy on board the ship in Mystery Science Theater 3000 would end up becoming if David Cronenberg or the Reanimator guys took creative control over it. For the brain, James tinted and poured a layer of Ultraflex synthetic rubber in a human brain jello mold. The tongue was sculpted with Sculpey, then molded with dragon skin and cast in Ultraflex with an embedded cable and parallel plastic ribs that allowed the tongue to move in a curling fashion when the cable is pulled. The eyes were handmade of clear acrylic, with photoshopped irises and rubber muscles and optic nerves on the back, each mounted in a ring with a vertical axis that let the eyeball turn from side to side. The upper and lower jaw are parts from a Lindbergh skull with acrylic dental teeth mounted in them, and a rubber, mangled hunk of fleshy stuff is draped over the top jaw part to cover the top edges and just make it more generally gross. The ears and cochlea don't actually move or do anything, so they're just made of Sculpey and wire. There are no servos, all the moving parts are controlled with pull wires and push rods. For the non-flesh parts, a plastic project box was mounted behind the brain with LED lights, which, alas, didn't light up at the time of entry because he ran up hard against the contest's budget cap. A couple of lawn sprinkler spikes are painted to look like big scary probes poking into the brain and are connected, along with lots of wires of various sizes, to the surrounding framework of threaded rods, angle brackets, and other hardware, which, along with the box, are all mounted to the bottom of an inverted sheet cake pan, which houses the control wires and the rods. The pan was then nested into a slightly larger roaster pan and covered with a ground-up and juiced red beet. Yes, I said a beet. Even diluted a bit to increase the volume, the nice dark red color of the beet juice, along with the chunky pulp, made for a wonderfully bloody, gory mess to conceal the base below. The prop came in at just over $65, so to remain eligible for the contest, James couldn't afford to hook up the various LEDs in the brain and the controller box or add the light tower behind it, but he'll put that stuff back in when he uses it in his haunt. The ultimate goal was to put the head assembly on a table with him sitting behind it, his head in a mirror illusion shadow box to give the illusion of the decapitated body wired up to the head assembly, with him operating the push rods to make the eyes and mouth move and talk to the trick-or-treaters. Unfortunately, instead of money, this time he ran out of time and couldn't finish it in time for his 2013 haunt. Maybe this year. You can view the display of this disturbing dissection on Haunt Forum. Just hit the subforum 2013 Mad Science Fair, then the sticky at the top of the forum 2013 Mad Science Fair Winners, where you'll see the top three winners listed. Or just take the easy route and hit the link on our show notes. Nasty bit of work there, James. This fractured facial phantasmagoria is head and shoulders above the crowd. I am not worthy.
Haunt Cast!
Haunting Halloween and horror!